Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of February 14th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Aliens vs. Predator for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Dynasty Warriors Strike Force for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Ace Attorney Investigations Miles Edgeworth for DS.
Missed opportunity. This would have made a great Valentine's Day gift.
EverQuest 2, Sentinel's Fate for PC.
And Chicken Riot for Wii.
What is it with Wii and the chicken games, Dave?
I have no idea. This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Bioshock 2 for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Woohoo! Dante's Inferno for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Star Ocean: The Last Hope for PS3.
Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll for Wii.
And for iPhone, there's Doom 2 RPG, Ghosts and Zombies, GT Racing Motor Academy, Military Madness, Parachute Ninja, Pocket Chef, and Vector Tanks Classic, among others.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check out our February 8th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, for Valentine's Day, and because we're fans of the movie, we have the Princess Bride game for PC. Didn't know there was a game? Inconceivable! Actually, we're not surprised. It's really more of a collection of casual games.
But this week's prize is beside the point. Even if you don't want the game, you should enter, because if we get at least 100 entries, we'll give away Assassin's Creed 2 the following week. So enter and tell a friend or 12.
Enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, February 18th.
Last week's winner:
Sharon won the Star Trek Digital Comics Collection. As a longtime fan who did not know about the comics, she was really happy about it.
Comment of the week:
we had a couple people comment on Star Trek Online when entering for the Star Trek comics. We were surprised to see that the reviews were not all good. Ilrad wrote,
"Star Trek Online is a major disappointment. Very hollow and soulless and did not give me any type of Star Trek feel. It looks like Star Trek, but it's not."
Microsoft pulled the DLC for original Xbox right after the announcement that Xbox Live support was going away for the console and its games April 15th, not realizing this might thwart some players who wanted to join Bungie for an online going-away party on April 14th. They quickly restored the original Xbox DLC last Thursday, so if there are any original Xbox games that you still play, you should download any maps you want, or other DLC, either for Xbox Live or offline LAN use, before they go away forever. Rockstar also announced its plans for Red Dead Redemption pre-order exclusives. Amazon.com has the golden guns that earn you fame faster. Best Buy has a fast and tough equine ride called the Warhorse. And GameStop is finishing up its costume contest today. You can vote for whether you'd like to be able to dress up as a merchant, hunter, or assassin. Wonder which one will win.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
We've only had it for a few days, but so far we're really enjoying Bioshock 2. All of the familiar elements from the first game are back. Plasmid powers, little sisters, hacking turrets, plus the gorgeous deco art style and font, period music, and Gary Scheiman's mesmerizing score. The result is a return to rapture in all senses of the word.
Can I come out to play again, Mr. B?
If you've been off enjoying other shooters for the past couple of years, the game's tutorial eases you right back into your oversized boots. The game does eventually devolve into brief escort missions, but they're quite short, and most of the time, you'll carry your young companion effortlessly. You may even forget she's there, so it's really no trouble.
A few tips.
Hacking is greatly simplified, unless you're colorblind.
I am having some problems distinguishing the blue from the green.
When there's a blue section, you can nab it for a bonus. If you fail twice, you'll set off an alarm, but if you're quick and immediately start another successful hack, it's disabled.
Whenever you achieve a major milestone, or right before, if you see it coming, stock up on first aid kits, Eve, and ammo.
If you're setting up for a siege, make use of trap bolts and hack anything that can be used for defense, even health dispensers. You may recall that hacked health dispensers shock an enemy who will fall if already weakened.
Watch the map, especially when visiting Ryan Amusements. Don't leave that level until you've opened the maintenance doors. There's an extra gene tonic you can get, though it may be hard to figure out how. Look at your map for unexplored areas.
Multiplayer in Bioshock 2 is very involved, though we're sad to report there is no split screen or LAN. You must play over Xbox Live, and the smallest match requires 4 players. So be prepared to wait a while for a large enough group to gather during non-peak play hours. You'll have to work to unlock better gear and slots for loadouts, which are sets of gear that you can quickly switch to when you respawn. There are lots of game types, and the intro and setup for multiplayer is very cool. Give it a try, even if multiplayer isn't normally your thing.
We have seen some reports of sporadic multiplayer game freezes. It's been confirmed that 2K Games is working on a fix for this.
When Bioshock came out, we complained about the missed multiplayer opportunity. Now that Bioshock 2 delivers a deep, rich multiplayer, you'd think we'd be happy. But no, we have the split-screen bug now, thanks in large part to Borderlands' excellent co-op.
So, if it's not too much trouble, 2K, would you kindly deliver a split-screen mode?
What we're playing.
It's been Bioshock 2 for me this week, and those of you who follow me on Twitter, I was not kidding when I said I actually lost feeling in my thumbs, and that is the highest compliment I can pay to a game. It seems to me the last game that did that to me was probably Fallout 3. Even Borderlands, as much as I love it and as much as we've talked about it, has not managed to destroy my tendons.
I've been spending what little free time I have playing Bioshock 2, but right before that I tried Dead Space, which is a decent third-person shooter-slash-survival horror game in the vein of Aliens, with touches of Mass Effect. I also played the Miles Edgeworth DS demo, which looks like a neat divergence from the Phoenix Wright model. You mostly spend your time investigating crimes instead of defending them. I also tried Heavy Rain from the developers of Indigo Prophecy. This is another interactive story that requires quick button presses, though it seems that even if you fail at something, the story moves forward. Which is good, since I can never keep the circle and square buttons straight, and the whole R1, R2, R3 thing is confusing as well. With practice, I'll eventually get it, but I haven't decided whether I'll pre-order or just rent the game when it comes out. Be sure to nab the demo off the PlayStation Network store. It's very dark, risque, and maybe fun. Certainly worth a look. We also enjoyed some Borderlands co-op on our pre-Valentine's getaway last weekend. It took some doing, but I hooked up our Xbox 360 to the hotel room plasma TV. Because of the way the TV was configured, I couldn't find a way to adjust the volume except through in-game controls. So thank you, developers, for offering sliders to control music, effects, and dialogue. Alas, the 360 DVD player has no software volume control, so we had to stop watching the Jonathan Coulton concert from the PAX 2009 DVD set when it got late, so we wouldn't keep our neighbors up with the sounds of Joko serenading Will Wheaton.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare includes Blaster Master Overdrive, Bloons, Hubert the Teddy Bear, Winter Games, and Tamina Sanner. Plus, virtual console title Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom for NES.
New DSiWare is Extreme Hangman, Field Runners, Link and Launch, Oscar in Movie Land, and Sudoku 4 Pockets.
Rock Band Games received the Megadeth album Rust in Peace and the Super Bowl mashup by The Who. For Guitar Hero 5, it's all about the Breaking Benjamin.
The PlayStation Store has the Heavy Rain demo, freebies for Little Big Planet on PS3, Little Big Planet PSP, Fairy Tale Fights, and NBA Live 10, plus free Bioshock 2 and Army of Two, the 40th Day themes.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 have Dark Void Survivor missions and some Dante's Inferno soul packs that add to your virtual currency in the game. There's one freebie with 500 souls and others you have to pay for. Or you could just earn them by playing the game.
Xbox Live Marketplace now has Darwinia Plus, the Nürburgring Grand Prix Track Pack for Forza Motorsport 3, the Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Demo, and the free Dynasty Warriors Strike Force Pack, which adds 3 quests.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L got game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and you want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. We'll count any new iTunes ratings towards the total needed to trigger the Assassin's Creed 2 giveaway. So if you want to enter and rate us, that counts as 2. Write a review on iTunes for another count toward the goal.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never.
never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
In Sudoku.
Sudoku.
We'll do it live!